mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live, my friends. Back, of course, 9 to midnight Central Standard Time as well, with a rebroadcast from 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Central Standard Time. Coming up, more on the Battle of Fallujah, as that goes well for U.S. forces. Supposedly, according to our media, and the foreign media is saying the same thing, some new election night stuff. Because of the threat of terror, they had to count the votes in secret, of course. We'll be getting to that. The bus drivers on GPS plan get lost. This out of the Boston Herald. Tucson police use violence against marchers. This is out of mainstream news. Just open fire on them for no reason with rubber bullets. Prop 200 had a Hispanic support also out of Arizona. Wow, Hispanic voters, a majority of them voted for what's been called an anti-immigrant plan. See, it's not. It's not racial like the media tries to make it. It's survival of our economy and our sovereignty. And continuing also, we're going to get into just so much more. I got several articles here about the New World Order. Here's another one out of the Sydney Morning Herald. A winning team, a new world order. But first off, let's get to all these callers that have been holding patiently. The toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to David in California. David, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Not a problem. Hey, Alex, first of all, let me say that you do great work. And you know what? You've never come off as gruff or rough or tough or anything like that to me. I just appreciate what you're doing, and I see through all of it. I appreciate the message that you put out there for everybody.
Well, thank you.
Honestly, you do great work, my man. Hey, well, what I wanted to do, and I wanted to get in when your guest was there, and unfortunately I just didn't. What I wanted to do is just give a heads up to your listeners about the law a little bit. You're familiar, obviously, with the Patriot Movement. First things first, though, you can't argue in two different jurisdictions. And what I mean simply by that is, as you know, we have a pseudo-admiralty law on land here in the United States. So you have to pick your jurisdiction very carefully, and the only way to do that...
Well, I'll tell you what you're saying is important. I'll hold you over if need be, but I've got to interrupt to do this.
Go ahead.
He's talking about the guest last hour, the doctor, no criminal record, arrested, they admit, not for making threats, but making phone calls annoying the VA about not getting benefits, and so they sent Homeland Security to arrest him, and they admit he made no threats, and that's the story we were telling last hour. Go ahead.
Okay, the point is that gentleman, first and foremost, before they ever came to visit him, he should have had on his identification, on his, and he should carry one of these, everybody should carry one of these in there, and that's a notice to an arresting officer. Everyone should carry one in their glove box at all times, or if they can, in some fashion, if they know they're going to be advocates, on their person at all times. On my driver's license, for example, here in California, it says, without prejudice, UCC 1207. In other words, what that does is that reserves the common law for me. In other words, if you read the United States Code...
You're saying I'm not opting out of my God-given rights into your 14th Amendment slave status.
That's correct. However, you have to make that claim prior to any action against you. If you make, you can't make that
claim... Let me say this. I've seen some people win with this, but now the system's become so criminal. What do you do when the judges and people just totally ignore that?
Well, and that's where the notice to arresting officer comes in handy.
A false arrest under the U.S. title.
Correct.
And the $200,000 fine, yeah.
Giving a notice to a here, I keep one of these in my glove box at all times. And if I'm ever going to go anywhere, if I'm going to be out in public for any reason, I'll take it out of the glove box and actually keep it with me.
Have you ever used that successfully?
Haven't had the opportunity or the need to as of yet.
Anything else you want to add?
Well, again, just, you know, I would implore your listeners to look it up, find it, and understand the law that it's...
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
David in California was getting into the Admiralty Courts. And that goes back to England, well, even before that, with the rules of being on board a ship, a captain was judge, jury, and executioner. And that's the basis of martial law. So when you hear about Admiralty Courts, and this is an Admiralty Court, we've seen them in federal rulings, state rulings, charge people whose property they're taking if they go back to their home. It's just a taking by the government with no just compensation, which the Supreme Court said a few years ago they can do. They will say, you were charged under admiralty and you're not allowed to have a jury. We've interviewed these people. We've read the court cases. And it goes back to being, well, a point in history where it was all expanded at the end of the Civil War and what? Just a few years after the Civil War when they were really expanding Reconstruction, and under the 14th Amendment that had been passed at the end of the Civil War, it took citizens from being citizens or having God-given rights, being citizens of their states, to being wards of the federal government under the 14th Amendment. They said, well, we can't let these black people actually have rights. We've got to make them wards of the state, kind of like Indians on reservations or African Americans on plantations. So This is how the government did it, and ever since then, they've set up the state police and brought in the federal control, and you got to have a license to leave your house now, or you get failure to ID and get arrested. An ID is to do something, is a license to do something that would be illegal otherwise. It is a permission slip. People in war zones, people in captured countries get their ID cards so they can be controlled by the occupying government. Whether it was the Japanese in southern China before World War II, or whether it was Nazis in Poland, in occupied Poland, or the Soviets in occupied Czechoslovakia, it's the same story over and over and over again. And now we've just all got them, and why, we just accept this is what we do, and this is part of life. So good point, David. Let's talk to Steve in Colorado. Steve, go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey there, Alex. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for calling.
Sure. First of all, good job on your appearance on Coast to Coast the other night. That was really, really excellent.
Was that good? Was I talking too fast? I was going 100 miles an hour.
No, that was excellent. That was excellent. So, anyway, I wanted to ask you about one of the things that you mentioned on that interview about OnStar, about the recorded, evidently some recorded conversations that were being from inside the car.
Yeah, there was a couple federal court cases. The court out in San Francisco, was at the Ninth Circuit, said it's okay for OnStar, for the government without wiretaps, to randomly listen to you through it with computers for keywords, because that's what OnStar is, a little cell phone built into the dash. It's okay for them to do that. They just can't interrupt your service. And so now OnStar said, okay, we'll get around that for you. But yes, I mean, I said years before this happened with the documented cases of it that it was happening. But now they admit it, that it listens to you.
Okay, that was my question, basically.
And so does a lot of the digital cable boxes have a microphone in them. That's admitted. All cell phones that were sold after 2001... are tracked. Even when your phone's off, it can listen to you. So this is the new freedom.
Okay, all right. I'm not real familiar with OnStar,
it's being put in standard now in most GM products. But the government's moving in Oregon and other states to make it the law to have a satellite tracker box. The plugins are already in all the new ignitions, or to have the next best thing, a K-Tag transponder that goes up to several hundred yards. So as you drive around the country into different taxing districts, they can automatically debit your account. You'll have to have an account to have a car and be able to drive it. It'll also track where you go and what you do and how fast you drive in between scanner points.
Yeah. Jeez.
That's about to go in here in Austin, by the way.
Yeah, you know, I just wonder how much does it take before people finally figure out what's going on? I mean, how many things do you have to be slapped in the face with before people finally figure out they're keeping tabs on you? But anyway, another question I had was, you remember the story about when supposedly Chechnyans crossed the southern border, or southern border there?
Yeah, that was Bill Gertz.
Okay, well, do you know, when did they know that these people were crossing? In other words, was it after the fact that they realized that these people supposedly were Chechnyans? Or the reason being is, if they knew that they were crossing the border, then I take it that they are being the good sentinels that they should be and keeping track of these people, right?
But if they knew they crossed, why didn't they stop them? Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Let me try to go over this. We don't know if Chechnyans, 20 Chechnyans with backpacks, crossed the border. What we do know is that thousands of Muslims and thousands of Eastern Bloc populations and Chinese get caught coming in containers, get caught walking across the Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, Nevada, California border. We know that there's 1,000 less, roughly, Border Patrol on the border now than there was before 9/11, because most of them went to be air marshals. So when Bush says we've hired more, yeah, hired more to fill up gaps that haven't even been refilled. There's less on the northern border as well. And so it looked like neocon fear-mongering to me. Oh, Chechnyans from an unnamed federal source, but confirmed. Backpacks, could they be nukes? And they could be creating a ledger or kind of the history, so if the globalists do decide to suitcase nuke a couple large cities to bring in their new world order fully, then they'll have kind of their background story. They've been floating this around for years. You know, there's these suitcase nukes missing. And what they'll do after they nuke a city is they'll totally re-engineer our lives. You think stuff was bad for 9/11, folks. They're lining it all up, preparing it, getting it ready, brainwashing people now to accept it. And I have no doubt that if we don't stop the globalists, they have it on the front burner the next few years to either dirty bomb, and I pray the globalists do nothing. But hopefully their planners will go with something smaller that just radiates and doesn't kill as many people. But the globalists may go for a big effect and just erase a major city. And then it's going to be one-child policy, forced inoculations, chips under the skin of all Americans, mass arrest of millions, a huge slave economy, a huge militarized economy, forming up each morning with your neighborhood commander, gray uniforms, tens of millions drafted, total global war, total domination. The globalists need this for their new world order. And they're really setting it up for this. I mean, it sounds crazy, just like I sounded crazy 5 years ago. This is the plan. And if you want total hell on earth, folks, go ahead and go along with it. If the globalists think for a minute that you'll go along with giving up your liberties after a bigger attack, they will implement it. Why would they do something evil? Why would they do something bad? Because they are evil. That's why they're in control. Because they're ruthless. Because this is what they're into. This is who they are. Look at human history and look what governments have always done. They always flip out and go crazy during the depths of the decadent cycle. And we're in the depths of a decadent cycle that's never before been seen. I mean, look at your dollar plunging by 40%+. Look at the jobs flooding out even faster, and the government laughs and says it's good. Look at how the new economy is prisons and surveillance and the face-scanning cameras going up in the neighborhoods and street corners and license plate scanners going up everywhere to track and trace what we do, and just thumb scanners and to get school lunches, and cameras in the police bathrooms, even watching the police, and satellite trackers in city vehicles, and cameras in school bathrooms. But the border stays wide open, and anti-terror drills all over the country where they simulate hundreds of students with their guts blown out, and then the simulated group is a right-wing pro-gun group, or the simulated group is homeschoolers, and it's FEMA-funded training kids that homeschoolers are going to murder you and your family. It's all just made-up propaganda. And then they know conservatives run this country grassroots, so they've got to get you to get on board, so they go, it's for the Muslims. Those evil Muslims, which, you know, some of them are evil. There are some real Muslim terrorists, but all of them aren't. And they certainly can't really threaten us, folks. The real Al-Qaeda is Al-Qaeda. So they hold up the Muslim and go, give up your rights, give up your rights. We're only going to arrest them. We're only going to put them in camps. Camps are good. Torture's good. But it's for them. But it's for them. Meanwhile, the real infrastructure that I've studied with horror is for people that aren't going to take the chip, people that aren't going to turn their guns in, people that want to homeschool. I mean, it's really going on. Heaven help us. Oh, my goodness. Let's talk to Elias in Michigan. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hi. The doctor intrigued me. I think he has what's known as the Copenhagen syndrome. It seems like, you know, he's apologizing for what...
You mean Stockholm.
Oh, Stockholm, whatever you call it. He's apologizing for them, saying they're so nice. You know, they only have to support their families. That's why they do this, you know.
That's why I complain.
It's so intriguing for someone to talk like this. I mean, the man should be, he should be, man, I want to get them, you know. Hey, figure out some way. I don't know, where's the ACLU in this? Where is some kind of a safety net to save these people?
Well, the ACLU...
Kind of a thing, you know? I know, they're nowhere to be found.
They only
really
take cases to undermine the country.
They're nowhere to be found, I understand. But I mean, there must, you'd think there would, but there isn't. You know, in this country, there isn't anybody. And the plain fact is, these people in this country, they believe everything the government tells them. They believe it. Why would they go and elect who they supposedly elected, if they ever elected, if it wasn't all fake?
Well, it's like that. It's like
why
that.
Why would they go and do that?
It's like that back pain medicine that destroys your heart. Turns out that company covered it up for 5 years, knew what it was doing. Millions of people taking it. Why would the corporations and the government do something bad to me? Now, I hear you. Anything else, Elias?
I got something else.
Yeah, stay there. And for those that didn't hear the last hour, we had a doctor on in Iowa, no criminal record, complained to the VA, and they said, that's terrorism, not a threat. Complaining is terrorism, and arrested him.
try glucosamine for my arthritis, but it didn't help much.
They tell me I just have to put up with my joint pain and stiffness.
Are you doomed to a life of stiff and painful joints or dealing with expensive medications or painful injections? Well, no more. I'm pleased to tell you about a totally new product called Injuve. Rather than stopping the pain, Injuve attacks the causes of joint pain. Injuve replenishes what your body was born with by replacing a vital fluid your body loses as you grow older. It's called hyaluronic acid, or HA. It's important to note that Injuve does not cure arthritis, but it helps reverse the aging process of our joints and reduces the pain and stiffness caused by lack of mobility. Injuve is one of the best lubricants and shock absorbers found in nature. In short, if you have joint pain or arthritis, you owe it to yourself to try Injuve. Injuve is all natural and comes in easy-to-swallow soft gels. Call 1-800-707-3953 and get one bottle free when you buy two. Remember, call 1-800-707-3953 and get your free bottle of Injuve when you buy two. Call today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and the North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
All right, my friends, I'm just going to take four more calls from Regina and Dave and Harold, because I got a ton of news here we haven't gotten to yet and a few stories I want to recap. Right now, going back to Elias in Michigan. Finish up what you were saying.
Thank you. Thank you. On to Iraq. I mean, we are. The news come down that there was possibly 100,000, 200,000 civilian deaths there. I don't know whether you believe that or not. I don't know whether I heard it on your program.
Yes. Conservatively, there have been a million and a half deaths under the sanctions.
No, I don't mean that. I mean since the so-called war that they have indulged in there, there has been over 100,000 civilian deaths.
Our government says 25,000.
Yeah, well, you know, that is not reasonable at all.
Our government, okay.
Yeah, but of course people believe it because they want to believe the government.
Yeah,
everybody wants to believe what the government says.
1.5 million died under the sanctions.
Oh, well, we know that. Yes, that's a long
and
tale.
Europe says 100,000. Our government says 25,000. And the Arabs say 200,000.
What do you think?
I think the 100,000 number is pretty accurate. I mean, they call it precision bombing when they've got H-10 warthogs.
It's not very precise when you just machine gun people standing out on the street.
I hear
you. No armaments. You know, they're just afraid of them. You know, they're afraid they might have something, so best to just cut them in half, you know, and hopefully that you will get it, you know.
Thanks for the call, Elias. Yeah, just to restate that, 5,000 civilian deaths is too much. 10,000 is too much. Our government says 25,000. The European monitors and press says 100,000. The Arabs say 200,000 since the war started 2.5 years ago. I don't know, but I know this. When they've got Puff the Magic Dragon, C-130s with twin howitzers and Vulcan guns, Gatling guns, flying around blasting the city for 5 days straight, and F-15s and F-16s dropping 1,000 and 2,000-pound bombs, and when they've got tanks lined up opening fire on the city, or a five-day bombardment before all of this, that's not precision. And I've seen the video from Al Jazeera and other places of just dead bodies as far as the eye can see, dead bloated toddlers and babies and dead women, and I've seen the footage of people running through the streets to go see a fight, or some smoking vehicles, and obviously they're not combatants, and this is part of a bloodlust. Our government kills them, which only creates more resistance. So, again, folks, our government put Saddam in. Our government told Saddam to invade Kuwait, told him to go ahead and attack Iran. Our government put Manuel Noriega in. Our government put Mao Zedong in. Our government put Fidel Castro in. This is all admitted. And they do it over and over and over and over and over and over again, creating crises to offer a solution. Regina in Pennsylvania, welcome.
Hi, Alex. I just want to stand up for the doctor there. I really feel for that man. He sounds like he's been trying to raise his family, and he didn't get a chance to listen to you about the Patriot Act. And I just feel like in my heart that we need to pray for him, and we are also separated. When an individual goes down, he's just silenced, and we don't hear from him again. I just wanted
to... Are you talking about the doctor last hour who the police admit did not threaten anybody, but
right.
They say complaining is an act of terrorism. It's actually in the newspaper, and he was arrested for complaining to the VA.
Right, and I think this is just like this election here. They're saying that the... born-again Christians or whatever won an election. I think the pharmaceutical companies won an election. And, I thank the Lord for Chuck Baldwin exposing the confusion and the specter mantra up here. If anybody wants to read that, go right for it. Don't waste your time.
Well, again, for those that just joined us, tell them about what Specter's doing.
Well, Specter was supported by George Bush and Senator Rick Santorum, our great pro-family, pro-life, senator up here in Pennsylvania during the election.
Specter is against a real conservative who was running against Specter. Specter is pro-abort, pro-everything, and Specter says he's going to block all the nominations if they're not pro-abort, and Bush loves him.
Well, he also is for therapeutic cloning, which means that he's for, using the human baby in research, and I believe I sent you some information from Children of God for Life. If you ever get a chance to look at that and get her on, I think that's the real battle here concerning what happened in Pennsylvania. And then you had this, because the fetal tissue being in the vaccinations, they have shut us up on that. And she's bringing it out. And I feel that we just have to bring and rally together because...
Yeah, that's another thing. Dozens of these major vaccines are made out of dead babies, folks.
Right. And so Specter was great for that. So you get the busy family people all busy when we should be running after the free trade of the Americas. And the reason I'm calling is I wanted to try to get into this guy. I'm not sure how much John Hamill could help him, but John Hamill, are you familiar with him? I mean, he's one like you. He does his own research.
Call the doctor up and give him the advice, Regina. Thanks for the call. And speaking of that, I'm going to read part of this Kamensky article and part of that Baldwin article after we finish up with callers and hit some other news. Because I never got to it yesterday. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
you're interested in saving money on your prescription drugs, call Canada right now and talk to a pharmacist to save your money.
You can talk to a real pharmacist at Granville Pharmacy in Vancouver at 1-877-766-1666. You can save up to 50% on your prescription medications.
If you're looking to save money on your prescription medications, you can call Canada right now, 1-877-766-1666.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You love your pet, and when your dog or cat starts to suffer from the debilitating effects of arthritis, you want to do everything possible to bring back their energy and spirit. Now, both you and your pet can benefit from a revolutionary natural approach to overcoming arthritic problems induced by aging with Pet Wonder. Pet Wonder contains glucosamine sulfate, chondroitin sulfate, and shark cartilage, the three top natural ingredients for fighting arthritic problems, particularly inflammation and pain. Pet Wonder has no side effects, caused a fraction of many pharmaceutical or veterinarian procedures, and results are often seen in just a few days. Pet Wonder can help change the degeneration of your pet's health and rejuvenate both its health and happiness. Your pet will thank you for the added energy and spirit. Call 800-882-3213 for more information or to order Pet Wonder. It will turn your pet into the puppy or kitten it once was. Call 800-882-3213 today or visit the web at petwonder.com. That's petwonder.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Dave in Maryland, your calls are coming up after I finish this news. And then that'll be it for calls. Always enjoy all your calls. Got to make some time for the news here. We haven't gotten to yet. This is from the FDA website. It's on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. FDA announcing major initiatives for dietary supplements. In the coming 12 months, we will be under a level of attack that we haven't seen since the early 90s when Bill Clinton raided hundreds of vitamin sellers with armed police. We're going to have to fight for the domestic front as well as the international front if we wish to maintain our access to dietary supplements, which have already been banned in many areas of Europe. Many of the avenues by which the FDA will be attacking in the coming year will be via pharma-created loopholes in the Dietary Supplement Health Act and Education Act of 1994. They've got a link to the FDA, and I went and read it this morning, and they're going to do it again, try to shut down the most basic of vitamin sales. So go check that out. Interesting little article here out of Local 6 News out of Miami. Liquefied heroin discovered in fruit juice boxes in Florida. Nearly 100 fruit juice boxes containing liquid heroin were intercepted Wednesday in a shipment from Colombia, federal officials say. It was called HIT. You get a hit, kill you if you drank it. And the juice boxes were part of a private shipment that wasn't destined for the United States Food Supply. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents said the juice would be deadly if consumed. Yes. Hillary's friends are saying that her presidential bid is already heating up. The ink was barely dry on John Kerry's concession speech when Hillary Clinton began laying the groundwork her own presidential bid, Clinton insiders have told U.S. News and World Report. Associates say that she already has organized a team to target fundraising prospects, create voter lists, and draw up campaign agenda, the magazine reports in this week's edition. And that's who you're going to have running against Arnold Schwarzenegger. And then conservatives will go, well, most of us are against Arnold being president, but he's better than Hillary. just absolutely amazing to see the type of things that they're doing, the type of things that they're setting up and that they're getting away with. And I just hope that everybody out there realizes that a choice between Arnold Schwarzenegger and a choice between Hillary Clinton is no choice at all. Continuing here with the news, this is out of the New Zealand Herald, fingerprint protest worker fired. And more people call this show, work at department stores, grocery stores, banks, everywhere. You have to thumb scan to clock in. And then next it's going to be you have to thumb scan to activate your national ID card. That's the admitted federal plan. David Barnes has fortified his job at an Auckland printing works. Fortified. I can't seem to read, folks. David Barnes has forfeited his job at an Auckland printing works rather than become a marked commodity by surrendering his fingerprints to his employer. And if just 10% of us would say no, folks, and start suing, they wouldn't be able to do this. Where does it all end, he said yesterday, of his dismissal as a maintenance engineer for PMP Print in Wiri. Ultimately, we'll be no more than producers and consumers in an extremely regulated Big Brother society that I don't wish to be a part of. Mr. Barnes, 52, was sacked last month for alleged serious misconduct for refusing to allow his fingerprints to be scanned into a machine for identification when clocking on and off. He said this would have violated his religious and ethical beliefs. About 30% of the 160 or so staff at the site have been similarly reluctant to provide their prints, he said, but although another man quit, the rest gave in after what he claimed was merely token resistance by their union, of which he is not a member. I've talked to HEB employees here in Austin. By the way, HEB food stores in Houston and College Station and some of the stores 3 years ago, when you go to the self-checkout, they have a thumb scanner there, and you have to do that, and I have a clip of that from the news in Police State 3 Total Enslavement. And it hooks into the driver's license database. But they're starting all over the state. It's the biggest chain here in the state, making their employees do it. And we've had a lot of employees who are listeners, including high-level managers, who refused. They give them a waiver form, but then they start getting demoted later. So it's just amazing. And, you know, they sell it. It's got, this will stop fraud clocking in and out. Well, they could have it where the thing took a digital photo of you for the records. Just as quick and easy. No, they want that thumbprint because of the new national sales tax that Karl Rove has now been on Meet the Press proposing. You know, Bush is going to fix the income tax. Yeah, keep the income tax but lower it, give you a new national sales tax that brings federal control into every single business in the country and tracks and traces what you buy, what you sell, what you do. You'll have to swipe your card and thumbprint because, quote, the poor people can't pay sales tax, so it's going to be a graduated sales tax. That's the official plan. But my praise goes to this gentleman over there in Kiwiland. Ashcroft may be first of cabinet chiefs to leave. This is out of the Associated Press. Attorney General John Ashcroft, whose use of tough tactics to fight terrorism has made him a lightning rod for critics of the Bush administration, is expected to step down soon. Ainge said last week Ashcroft could depart before Bush is inaugurated January 20th for a second term, making him among the first cabinet officials to depart. Ainge, who spoke on a condition of anonymity, cautioned that Ashcroft hasn't submitted his formal resignation and said that if Bush asked him, he might remain for a while. And no word yet on who we could see as the replacement. But again, Bill Clinton did this. Bush is probably going to do this. People who become unpopular, they just give you new people, so you have to learn their names and then have to build up resistance to the personality again. But Ashcroft is just a puppet. Ashcroft ran nothing. And Ashcroft's a member of the Brotherhood, this bizarre so-called Christian organization that believes in the teachings of Friedrich Nietzsche, who is an avowed Satanist. Now, that's, by the way, been in Harper's Magazine and other publications. It's a bizarre cult. A winning team, a New World Order, Sydney Morning Herald talks about Bush's New World Order. Here's another article. This is out of the Cincinnati Enquirer. And every time I say the Enquirer, I get emails going, the National Enquirer. No, there are hundreds of papers called the Enquirer. I'm not talking down. Most of the listeners know this, but the National Enquirer is not the Cincinnati Enquirer. It's the respected daily paper of Cincinnati. Okay? Alone in Ohio, officials cited Homeland Security. Citing concerns about potential terrorism, Warren County officials locked down the county administration building on election night and blocked anyone from observing the vote count as the nation awaited Ohio's returns. And it turns out Kerry did win the state, 400,000 challenged provisional ballots. They told you it was 170. Bush won by a little over 100,000. Most of those were Democratic votes. Kerry would have won. Same stuff happened in New Mexico. Again, folks, Kerry wasn't meant to win. Kerry didn't challenge. Kerry capitulated. By me stating the truth, it doesn't mean I'm for Kerry. It just means I'm stating the facts. It doesn't matter who won. County officials say they took the action Tuesday night for Homeland Security, although state elections officials said they don't know of any other Ohio county that closed off its elections board. Media organizations protested, saying it violated the law and the public's rights. The Warren results, delayed for hours because of long lines that extended voting past the scheduled close of polls, were part of the latest tallies that helped clinch President Bush's election. So these are, they locked it down. It usually goes Democrat, but after the special tampering, suddenly he got a lot of extra needed votes out of that. So the lawyer for the Enquirer said this is a process that should be done in complete transparency, and it wasn't. But the emergency management head said it's to fight terror. So everything is to fight terror now. Let me read just quickly, and I will get to these two final calls, but let me just reread this because I kind of sped over it yesterday, and I'm told we have one of those twice yearly satellite hiccups while I was reading this, so I want to get this out. This is Chuck Baldwin. Christians and conservatives can go back to sleep now because the boogeyman is gone. On November 2nd, millions of evangelical Christians and social conservatives awakened from their traditional four-year hibernation just in time to re-elect President George W. Bush. What horrid event awakened them? It was the presence of a big bad boogeyman named John Kerry. Boogeyman Kerry was a dreadful monster. He drank blood. He bit the heads off of birds. He mutilated animals. He huffed and puffed and blew down houses. He pushed little old ladies down staircases. He played polo with human skulls. As a child, his favorite game was kick the cat. He was a heinous creature. However, Christians and conservatives can now go back to sleep because the dreaded boogeyman is gone. The Order of Death member of Skull and Bones, Bush's cousin, I would add. After all, snoozing is what Christians and conservatives do best. Their naps come in four-year increments, disturbed only every presidential election cycle by the pounding footsteps of the latest Democratic boogeyman. And now that the boogeyman is gone, they can go back to sleep and Betty Bye. In the event, however, that a few Christians and conservatives are still only putting on their pajamas and have not yet quite made it back to the sack, let me tell you what you missed in the last 4 years while you were unconscious. Your knight in shining armor, George W. Bush, superintended over the deaths of more than 4 million innocent unborn babies and did nothing to stop their slaughter. And now he controls, with a bigger majority, the House and Senate, the Supreme Court, 7 of the 9, the executive, 34 state governors. Let's continue. Your anointed leader increased federal funding for abortions at home and abroad to record levels, including for forced abortions in China. Your pro-family president appointed numerous open homosexuals to high office within the federal government. Went after, I would add, New Jersey governor, who's a Democrat, but is protecting David Dreyer of California. Again, you've also got selective amnesia. Your conservative president increased federal spending more than any administration, Republican or Democrat, in modern history. This staunch defender of limited government increased the size and scope of the federal government by pushing through Congress legislation creating federal police powers that can only be described as despotic and tyrannical. Your hero of conservative increased funding for virtually every great society program ever invented. He increased funding for the Department of Education, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Legal Services Corporation, etc., 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 etc. This wonderful president, who desires to keep America safe and secure, proposed granting amnesty to millions of illegal aliens, all of whom are criminals, and many of whom are potential terrorists. Before you went to sleep 4 years ago, gasoline prices were less than $1.25. Now, when you got out of bed, did you happen to notice that Bush's energy policies, gas prices now exceed $2 a gallon? Hold the page here. I could tell you much, much more of what you missed while you were sleeping, but it only might cause you to stay awake, and we mustn't not let that happen. So have a good four-year snap, and know that the boogeyman is gone. I'm sure you'll wake up in time to chase away the next Democratic boogeyman in 08, and I would add, who will be Hillary, and you can elect Schwarzenegger, more liberal voting record than Hillary, if it's possible. Of course, we can't know how many more liberties we'll lose and how many more unborn babies will be killed and how many more tax dollars our federal government will be spending by 08, but that's one of the great advantages to being asleep, isn't it? Good night. See you in 4 years. And then speed reading for me again. Let's go ahead, and I know it's still slow, but I'm not good at speed reading. This is on InfoWars.com. American sunset. Look, dear, don't the chemtrails look lovely tonight? John Kaminsky. Oh, the gnashing of teeth, the beating of breast, the wailings of woe. Bush and the Republicans stole the election. Big surprise, eh? The neocon Nazis have done nothing but break the law since before they ever took office. You were expecting fair play from them, perchance? Much as I admire many of my friends who have desperately been trying to tell everyone that the exit polls match the election results in all the states with a paper trail, but didn't in the states without one, suspiciously and substantially favoring Bush instead, they all are, to put it politely, blowing hot air. Perhaps they hope to find a prosecutor aspiring to career suicide, or maybe a judge who wishes to see his family killed in some kind of odd accident. An inexplicable plane crash, perhaps. Of course, it is of some substantive concern that the American electoral process has been placed in the hands of partisan corporations guaranteeing about as much integrity as typical government reports saying antidepressants are good for children, or the feds have no idea who committed the anthrax murders, or corporations should not be held liable for their lethal products because it's bad for business. Your vote didn't count last time. Why would you expect it to count now? And anyway, here's a more important question. How in an election year where the central questions should have been about waging wars based on well-known lies and throwing away the lives of American soldiers, chasing phantoms who don't exist, as well as questioning the cynical cover-up of the greatest crime in American history, where 3,000 Americans were murdered by these same phantoms, how could these momentous questions be overshadowed on election day by relatively irrelevant brouhaha about gay marriage, which again is important, but not to the globalists. It's a red herring to them. And not to mention debates about Vietnam. I mean, you know. In fact, it was because the loyal opposition chose not to mention these issues, but instead participated in the media cover-up of these crimes, because, in fact, there is only one party in this country, the party of the banks. On that level, this election was a complete sham. There was no real contest, so why are you so upset about the results of an election in which both candidates were saying the same thing? It's only too appropriate that the results were manipulated given the insincere similarity of the candidates. evil electronic electioneering and deliberately distracting debates are not the top stories of this election. When all was said and done, your vote didn't really matter because John Kerry essentially agreed with everything Bush had done during his capital crime-plagued first term. Kerry promised to increase the war effort in Iraq. He accepts the reality of the cover story of Arab hijackers. He helped write the Patriot Act 15 years ago. He helped cover up the BCCI scandal, another one of those great robberies in American history. So why are so many upset that Republicans' vote-counting executive stole the election for Bush in Ohio, Florida, Georgia, and who knows where else? We know having Kerry, Bush's fraternity brother in the White House, would have made absolutely no difference in terms of government policy. That's all I have time to read. I'll take a few final calls and hit a few final news stories in the next segment. And just think about this. Just think about it. There's no real difference between these individuals. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
All right, before we take a few final calls here at the end of this worldwide broadcast against tyranny, I have made 11 films, and we now have discounts where if you buy one of my videos, we're offering this on 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. We're offering it on my new video, American Dictators. When you buy one copy for the regular price, you then get each additional copy for $5.95 on DVD, $9.95 on VHS, because VHS costs a lot more for us. So get a whole bunch of copies of American Dictators documenting the staged election of 2004. Get a bunch of copies of 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, the most comprehensive 9/11 film out there. Get them, make copies, Get them out to your friends, your family, your neighbors. Please. We also have a 9/11 special, four 9/11 videos, two of mine, two other authors, and then Paul Watson's book. So four videos and a book, $59.95, a $53 discount. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Peruse the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or simply call toll-free, 1-888-253-3139. You can ask about different specials when you call, 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Just giving somebody a little bit of the truth doesn't really wake them up. But hit them upside the head with these videos, the equivalent of a psychological info bomb 2x4, will get people's attention, is having an effect. But if we don't cause a renaissance of understanding of who's behind this terror, it is over, folks. They're building the control grid all around us to track and trace everywhere you go, what you do, the remote control kill your car, to scan your license plate. They're training your kids how to be slaves. We got to change this now. This is not popular with anybody. We've got to take control of this government. We've got to peaceably fix this. And I speak to the hearts of people in the government, in the technocracy, in the enforcement arms. You know this is true. Please join us in liberty. Get the videos. 1-888-253-3139. David in Illinois, then Maryland. Go ahead, Dave.
Hi, Alex. I'm on the Illinois side of the Quad Cities, and my family had a similar kind of thing. My dad, he tried to get help from the VA hospital, and they wouldn't let him. He had to go to the state representative, and he finally got the surgery after the state representative told him to help my dad. And then he died a year later. My mom thought that they cut out the wrong kidney, and they wouldn't give the medical records. And
that's another thing. I wouldn't want their medical care, but some people have got to have it. No, they have, like, demons working there, not all of them. And now you complain, don't even threaten them, they send Homeland Security to arrest you.
Yeah, and like the doctor was saying, how he was having trouble with the lawyers. It was the lawyers around here won't take the case. And me and my mom, we met this lady. We were at the graveyard, putting flowers on graves. And she was there, and she had a 20-something-year-old son who died from a Davenport hospital. It's another city in the Quad Cities. And she told us that, she got fed up, went to Chicago to get a lawyer, and the Chicago lawyer told her that all our courts are pretty much tied up with, the medical community, and we'd never win a case here. And, I don't want to be a naysayer or anything, but, I mean, that's the kind of thing we're dealing with here.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about your father. God bless you.
Yeah.
Marilyn, you're on the air, last caller. Go ahead, Marilyn.
I wonder if you've pondered the possibility that the trade-off for an amendment to allow Schwarzenegger to run for president may be to insert the word consecutive into the two-term limit on the presidency.
In a constitutional convention, they can change the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, everything.
Well, since Hillary can't win the presidency, Democrats who don't know any better might go for this trade-off to allow Bill Clinton to run again.
Bill Clinton, they say, he even says, already has a Secretary Generalship.
Uh-huh.
But good points. Call me back tomorrow. We'll be back tonight and then back tomorrow. God bless. Take care.
Hello, folks.